Well, good morning. It's Father Eli again here at St. Joseph's and Our Lady of Fatima. Today we celebrate, it's March 25th, we celebrate the Solemnity of the Annunciation when the angel came to Mary and she says, yes, I will do what the Lord asks, and Jesus becomes incarnate in her womb. So it's a special day. This is 9 months before Christmas, the day when Jesus became flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary. So it's a special day for the church. We really take time today to step away from our Lenten fasts and celebrate this special day. So you could do some different things. You could pray the Rosary. You could pray the Angelus. I'll be talking more about the Angelus in my homily this evening. Or you could do something like what I'm doing today is I'm renewing my total consecration to Mary. So I've been working with a small group, and we've been going through the exercises of preparing to consecrate ourselves to Mary. Some are doing this for the first time, and others are doing it as a renewal of their consecration. So in the church, we have sort of three different levels of celebration. We have a solemnity, which is the highest celebration, which is what we have today. The Solemnity of the Annunciation. That's kind of a day when the whole church across the world celebrates a special feast day. So last Thursday was a Solemnity of St. Joseph. And so there's different days that are solemnities. Every Sunday is a solemnity. Christmas, obviously, and Easter. There are a number of different solemnities. All Saints, most holy days of obligation are solemnities. So that's the highest level of celebration. If the church that you attend is kind of keeping with what would normally be done, you can tell what kind of feast day it is depending on how many candles are lit. So traditionally, you have 6 candles lit for a solemnity. So you would have maybe 6 candles on the altar, or maybe three on each side of the altar, maybe 6 around the tabernacle. That's what we do here at St. Joseph's. So solemnity is kind of the highest level of celebration. Next is a feast day. Now, a feast day is still a celebration, and sometimes we kind of use that day, feast day, kind of in a general sense. We don't necessarily always mean a feast day is in the second level of celebration, but we might say, oh, it's the feast of so-and-so, or it's a feast of whatever. But a feast in its truest terms kind of is that in between. It's a celebration that's a little extra, but it's not quite a solemnity. So the Feast of the Exaltation of the Cross that comes to mind is one. So there's different feasts, different levels. A lot of the apostles, their days are feast days. Mary Magdalene has a feast day. So on a feast day, typically there's a Gloria. So we sing or say the Gloria at Mass. Whereas on a solemnity, we do the Gloria and the Creed. So there's kind of different ways of telling it just from the celebration of the Mass. A lot of times in the breviary, if you pray the Divine Office, there are special readings, prayers, and so forth, antiphons for a feast day and a solemnity. So like today, if you pray the prayers of the Annunciation, it's kind of its own section in the back of the breviary on March 25th. So those are just some things to note. A normal day, we call a ferial day, or just a regular day. Typically, that's just, you know, we have the regular Mass, the regular readings, and so forth. There are things called optional memorials or memorials. Those aren't quite feasts, and they're not quite solemnities, but they're kind of commemorating a particular saint or celebration for that day. So there are all these different ways of kind of entering into the year of celebrations for the church. So I thought what we would do today is I would just pray the Litany of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's an appropriate day to offer that prayer, and so I'm going to pray that prayer, and if you want, you can listen or pray it with me, the Litany of the Blessed Virgin Mary. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God, the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Holy Mary, pray for us. Holy Mother of God, pray for us. Holy Virgin of Virgins, pray for us. Mother of Christ, pray for us. Mother of the Church, pray for us. Mother of Divine Grace, pray for us. Mother Most Pure, pray for us. Mother Most Chaste, pray for us. Mother Invalid, pray for us. Mother Undefiled, pray for us. Mother Most Amiable, pray for us. Mother Most Admirable, pray for us. Mother of Good Counsel, pray for us. Mother of our Creator, pray for us. Mother of our Savior, pray for us. Virgin Most Prudent, pray for us. Virgin Most Venerable, pray for us. Virgin Most Renowned, pray for us. Virgin Most Powerful, pray for us. Virgin Most Merciful, pray for us. Virgin Most Faithful, pray for us. Mirror of Justice, pray for us. Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. Cause of our Joy, pray for us. Spiritual Vessel, pray for us. Vessel of Honor, pray for us. Singular Vessel of Devotion, pray for us. Mystical Rose, pray for us. Tower of David, pray for us. Tower of Ivory, pray for us. House of Gold, pray for us. Ark of the Covenant, pray for us. Gate of Heaven, pray for us. Morning Star, pray for us. Health of the Sick, pray for us. Refuge of Sinners, pray for us. Comforter of the Afflicted, pray for us. Help of Christians, pray for us. Queen of Angels, pray for us. Queen of Patriarchs, pray for us. Queen of Prophets, pray for us. Queen of Apostles, pray for us. Queen of Martyrs, pray for us. Queen of Confessors, pray for us. Queen of Virgins, pray for us. Queen of All Saints, pray for us. Queen conceived without original sin, pray for us. Queen assumed into heaven, pray for us. Queen of the Most Holy Rosary, pray for us. Queen of the Family, pray for us. Queen of Peace, pray for us. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. O God, whose only begotten Son, by his life, death, and resurrection, has purchased for us the rewards of eternal life, grant, we beseech you, that we who meditate on these mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary by the Blessed Virgin Mary may obtain what they promise and imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. So, here we have it, the Litany of the Blessed Virgin Mary. A beautiful prayer, a prayer that can help us grow closer to Our Lady and draw near to her and help our devotion to understand all her different titles, all her different ways that she intercedes for us, all the ways that she has been a part of the Church over the centuries. And just to mention that we do have Mass this evening at 5:45 or so. We'll stream it on Facebook Live, so you can, if you have a Facebook account, you can watch it live. Otherwise, I'll record it and I will post it on the website, so you can spread the word. Mass this evening for the Annunciation is at 5:45 or so, and I hope you can join us. And if nothing else, hope you have a blessed day, a special day, a day to relax your penances, your Lenten observances, a day when you can maybe take a little time to celebrate. God bless you, and God be with you. Take care. God bless.